What's up, you guys? I'm doing a little something different today. This is Ken the Don here with your Muggles Talk. Don't forget to like and subscribe and share it with your friends, family, and your colleagues. Listen, this is your power call for today. Every Saturday, me and my team come on here on Zoom and we discuss personal development, business development, tools and tactics to help you get to the next level in your mindset, your thinking, or wherever you are in life. You understand that when you're a young money muggle, you become a client, or you become an expert in your field, and clients seek you out at discretion time. And you know that God is the source of everything that you have. So today we want to talk about discipline. I want to talk to all of you and get your understanding on discipline. Discipline is key, discipline is necessary, and unfortunately, a lot of us do not discipline ourselves. We just allow life to happen as it happens, and then we get upset when there isn't any results. So, there's a saying, they even put it in Shang-Chi if you watched it on Marvel, but there's a saying that says, if you aren't aiming, how can you hit your goal? So, I pray that these five ways, these aren't the only ways, but these five ways can help you to give you a little bit of more of a guide on how to start disciplining your life, how to start disciplining yourself so that you can be set and positioned for increase, all right? So, first and foremost, I want to explain and talk to you guys the importance of your why. If you don't have a why, if you don't know why you're doing things, when stuff starts to happen, you'll easily give up. I know that I am a bridge to solutions for other people. No matter what I do, I am always a bridge. So, my why is constantly being that bridge and helping people for the solutions. My why is when I look at my son. He is 4 years old and I see all the possibilities. I see all the things that I can give him and that I have given him that I didn't get as a child. And that's not me being frugal or me being, mean about the situation, but understanding the reality of it. I did not grow up in a married household. I grew up in a single mother household, single woman household, and poverty stricken and things. She did her best. I appreciate it, but it wasn't how things could make it. It's a different way. Even living now and being married and staying and doing what I'm doing is a different way and a different fruit that you even see from your kids, okay? So there's not even so much stress on just one person. If you learn how to truly help each other and utilize each other and grow and use each other's strengths, there shouldn't be much of a problem. Let's get back to the topic, your why, understanding your why. My why is my son. My why is understanding that I am a bridge. This is why I am who I am and what I do, okay? So you must know and examine your life to really realize what is your whys. Why do you do what you do? If you don't know why, like I said, when life comes, it will show you a why, but it might not be your why. And then you just go with it, and then it's not truly what you're supposed to do. And that's how burnout and all those other things come across, okay? So, like I said, being aware, this brings us to our third topic. Our second topic is your habits. Understanding your habits. Understanding that what you do is what your life is and will be. So, examine yourself. A lot of us hate that. A lot of us don't like that. A lot of us don't think that that is necessary. We will listen to somebody else tell us who we are before we examine who we are and try to tell ourselves or try to at least help ourselves. And I'm not saying, you know, you are the only person that can help yourself or anything like that. I'm saying believe in yourself enough to try to help yourself first and then go to other people. We go to everyone else and we are so codependent on other people that we haven't even believed enough in ourselves to help ourselves. So assess your habits. What do you do every day? What are your habits? It takes what, 28 days to make a new habit? So I challenge you, we are about to enter into 2022. Create new habits for yourself. Create new concepts for yourself. Create new worlds. Create new ideologies, all right? A lot of us go with what our family has been doing for the last lifestyle, and that's why you're in poverty, because you're following the same patterns, you're following the same path. But I challenge you, change your patterns, change your habits, okay? And when you do that, you will start to become more self-aware. This brings me to number three, being self-aware and understanding that when you're aware of what you're doing and that your actions create a response, a result, a reaction. Every action, to every action, there is a reaction. Who said that? Somebody put that in the comments. To every action, there is a reaction, okay? So when you start to be more self-aware and you start to say, okay, I can't do this because this can happen, or I will do this so this can happen, then you will start to have a more realistic view of what your life is, okay? Because a lot of us aren't self-aware. A lot of us aren't paying attention to what is going on in life, and then we get upset because whatever is going on. Pay attention to your life. Pay attention to yourself. Pay attention to what's going on. We worry about what everyone else is doing. We're on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, looking at everybody else's drama, comparing everybody else's drama to ourselves. But if we really sat down and examined ourselves and really paid attention to what we're doing and was more self-aware, we would grow. We would grow. And why will we grow? Because this brings me to number four, your circle. If you're around five idiots, you're the sixth one. You need to understand that when you start being more self-aware and you check your habits, you'll start going around different people. And those different people will start to help you and grow. If you're around right people, I'm around good friends. I'm around good friends that, you know, we pay for each other's stuff. We do things for each other and just, oh, pay me back. Help me back later. Blah, blah, blah. It ain't all that, oh, I did this for you. No. Learn how to check your circle. What is your social circle? This is what you must examine. What is your social circle? Okay, when it comes to disciplining yourself, when, like I said, if you're around five idiots, you're the fifth, sixth one. So you need to understand, if you don't have a good, solid social circle, you won't prosper. You won't grow. You are who you put yourself around. I'm sorry to tell you, hon, but you are who you put yourself around. So this brings me to number five. Number five of how to gain more discipline, which is gaining a different perspective. When you start to do all of these things, you will begin to develop a different perspective and understand what you need to do in life. So I need you guys to start looking at things from a different lens. A lot of us look at life from a lower frequency. It's time to bring yourself higher. It's time to think higher of yourself. It's time to look highly of yourself. It's time to expect more and want more from yourself. Why do you want the mundane robbing Peter to pay Paul? Why do you want the mundane living paycheck to paycheck? Why do you want the mundane asking people for help? I have so many investments and so many things set up right now, and it's only 2021. I'm so excited for my future because right now I'm happy. Right now I'm living comfortably. I can't wait till I start doing more and more increase in life and money starts to come in. I'm excited. Why? Because I understand my why. Because I know what my habits are, and I am developing new habits. Because I'm self-aware. Everyone wants to be aware of everybody else. We're so traumatized and so hurt. We're worried about what everybody else is going to do to us. What do you do to yourself? Be more self-aware. Be more conscious of your social circle. And learn how to gain a better, a newer perspective of your life. This is Ken the Don. You tuned in to this week's Power Call. Listen, I'm so grateful for each and every one of you, because whether you like it or not, somehow, some way, you were called to this podcast today. So I want you to take this in. Stop taking it in for agreement and take it in for insight. Take it in for what it is. Take it in for the front face value. Let's be real with ourselves. We can't be real with nobody else. Let's be real with ourselves. You know, I had to come to certain realities of who I am as a person and what I wanted to do to change that. And I couldn't change none of that until I first learned how to discipline myself. So I'm not telling you nothing I haven't done for myself. I'm not telling you nothing I haven't learned from my life. There's too many people out there who just tell you and show you and do all these courses, and there ain't nothing they have done but just piggyback. This is my experience. This is my growth. This is my learning. I was at separation. I was at losing jobs left and right to now owning my own business, owning my own corporation. Actually, I have multiple businesses. And to have employees and to have a functioning system, it was nothing but discipline. And God, let's be real, let's be honest. Yes, come on, young money muggles, all things God, business, and family. It's nothing but God. But you have to take the action. You have to take the physical, the earthly realm action. A lot of us faith-filled believers, I get you, I love you, but y'all talk too much about God and y'all don't do no action. Faith without works is dead. That says it in the Word. So get to the action. Put your foot to the rubber to the road. Get to the work. Then tell me about it, because my fruit shows. If I wasn't disciplined, I could not be able to manage other people and manage a family and manage my life. Yeah, I lost it all in the beginning, but that's what it is. You guys got to learn. This is a process. If you don't learn how to continue and continue through, you have to learn how to finish a thing. And you can't finish it if you don't have discipline. We want to be so spiritual that we aren't no earthly good. I'm all for the spirituality. I'm all for the mindset. I'm all for the believing. But we have to put the action behind it. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, sis and sass and him and hers and all of those out of there in this 2021, 2022 era, it is nothing but action that's going to get you there. I know sometimes it feels like surgery, so I'm gonna go ahead and pull out of that vein right there. But I love you all. Once again, like I said, if you haven't already, go ahead, like, and subscribe. Listen, every Saturday we do these power calls at 12 noon Eastern time. I know we have people in South Africa and Germany and Singapore and all over Canada that are listening in. But 12 Eastern, okay? 12 Eastern, we are on power calls at noon. Join us on Zoom. You can join our Muggle University and our Muggle Mentee membership, okay? You get a whole free month of membership if you join now. KentEnterprisesLLC.net. Join us. Get connected, okay? Like I said, once you're a Young Money Muggle, clients seek you out. You don't go chasing. You bring them. They come to you. They see what you're doing. It's your fruit that speaks for you. All right, you guys? Join us. Grow with us. Be a part of the family. Be a muggle. If you don't know what a muggle is, it's a person of influence. It's a person of great power. If you don't understand, this is Ken the Don. I know who I am. And if it wasn't for discipline, if it wasn't for me deciding 2017 that I wanted a better life, I would not be where I am now. Despite what others may say, look around and think of what you have now that you didn't have years ago. Years ago, I did not have a solid family. Years ago, I did not have a stable business. Years ago, I did not have money. Years ago, I was robbing Peter to pay Paul. Years ago, I was lying, cheating, deceiving. Years ago, I stole. Years ago, I made many, many mistakes. But now I've learned from those mistakes. I'm able to help you guys. And I pray that you are able to learn from my mistakes and grow from them. You don't have to go through what I went through. You can be that business owner. You can be that entrepreneur. You can be that dad, that wife, that husband, whatever, and not have to go through why I went through. Why? Because you decided to listen to this podcast today. You digested it. You ate on it and you thought on it. You used it for your benefit. So, once again, I love you all. Have a great day. Enjoy this life. You're still here. It's no longer YOLO, okay? You die once. It's not you only live once. You die once. Live every day. I command you to live every day. I admonish you to live every day. Beyond every fear, beyond every weight, beyond every anxiety. Because there is another side. I promise you, I'm here. It's called the land of Goshen. And you will find your Goshen. This is Ken the Don. Peace.